stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
Well, some may say we've waited a week, but it feels like we've waited a year. We've wanted to see the trilogy, the third matchup, Golden State and Cleveland. Let's head west. Matt Steinmetz, CSN Bay Area, covers the Golden State Warriors. Caught up with them last year during the NBA Finals. Wanted to do it again. Matt, appreciate your time. How are you this morning?
What's going on?
Well, so this layoff for Golden State. Good, bad, you get a sense on how the guys have reacted to having, gosh, almost, what, 9 or 10 days off?
I think it's good. I think it's good for both teams, to tell you the truth. And the reason is because if you really look at the Warriors, outside their most important players, Green, Curry, Klay Thompson, and Durant, they do have some age on that team. Pachulia, Livingston, Iguodala, David West, those are veteran-type players, and the Warriors are going to want those guys to contribute. So I don't think it hurts the Warriors. Also, this is the third straight year in the NBA Finals for Thompson, Curry, and Green. They've learned how to manage games coming quickly and games coming infrequently. So I don't really think that's going to be a big issue,
okay,
if at all.
Matt, so Steve Kerr is still out right now. Mike Brown, of course, the guy. Is this a factor? How do you see the sideline, the head coaching situation with Kerr being sidelined right now?
The only way it becomes a factor is if we're into close games in, yeah, the last 4 to 6 minutes of play remaining. I think that's the only way it becomes a factor, because at that time, then there will be moments where Mike Brown will likely do things differently than Steve Kerr. Preparation, practice, all that kind of stuff, I think the Warriors are going to be fine. Nothing changed.
Right.
Steve Kerr's still around the team. But some little things we've noticed, I would say, with Mike Brown is he tends to go with Steph Curry earlier in the fourth quarter than Steve Kerr would go to him. And he had Pachulia play in the fourth quarter of a game once, and McGee also, and usually Steve Kerr doesn't play those two centers in the fourth quarter. So there's been a few little things, but nothing stood out.
Okay.
But if we see crunch time and there's a different kind of player on the floor, then we'll know,
yeah,
that's probably not what Steve Kerr would have done.
By the way, Matt, I mean, okay, so let's say tonight it's 107-107, shot clock off, Golden State ball. Who gets the ball? Where is Golden State going with the rock?
You know what? That is a great question that a lot of people have not asked. And I think it's very important, because if you look at championship-type teams, you look at the Miami Heat, let's say, when LeBron went down there and formed the Big Three. They didn't win it that first year. And if you look at Cleveland, they've now been together for 2 or 3 years. They know exactly how to play, exactly what they want to do, particularly in the last 3 minutes of a game. And you know what? It's pretty easy. You put the ball into the best player in the world's hands, yeah, and he can make a play. The Warriors have not had a lot of games this year in which it's come down to the last 3 minutes of a game, and it's been close, maybe a dozen off the top of my head in all of their 100 or so games, whatever it is, 95. And in those games, they were okay.
Yeah.
They won most of them. But what won those games most of the time was their defense. It was Draymond Green coming up with a great play. It was something on that end of the floor where they got 4 or 5 stops in a row the last, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Their offense has not clicked well late in game.
Yeah.
And that's something that they have not, I do think that's an incomplete product.
I agree.
That the Warriors have out here. And, you know, it could manifest itself,
yep,
in close games.
I absolutely agree. Part of me gives the edge to Cleveland if it's a one possession game late in these games here. By the way, last question on kind of Kerr and the coaching. What is the plan with Kerr? I mean, it's the door's kind of open, right? If he would maybe be feeling better, that he could return, or what are you hearing there?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, but nobody really wants to push him back out there.
Yeah, okay.
It almost is. I mean, I shouldn't joke about it, but it is kind of a Kawhi Leonard situation. The other day, Kerr was asked if he thought maybe he wasn't going to coach again. And he said, absolutely not. I'm going to coach in terms of being a long-term coach, or at least doing it for the next 3 to 5 years or whatever.
Right.
So that tells me that he may sit out this entire finals because he's not viewing it as his last opportunity.
Gotcha. Matt Stein at CSN Bay Area talking the Golden State side of things. Pressure. You know, that it's kind of a media topic, obviously, which team feels more pressure, but I think it's interesting. How much pressure do you sense when you're around the team, having the fact that they added Kevin Durant and now they're meeting Cleveland again? Do you feel like it's a loose team, a tight team? How do you feel heading into it?
I think it's right in the middle.
Okay.
They knew this was going to be a tough year for them in terms of not being able to prove what they wanted to prove for 6 months. And so they didn't really, obviously they lost the finals, they get Kevin Durant, they bring Kevin Durant and everybody's gung-ho, but the Warriors knew they were going to have to play 6-7 months. Hello? You there?
Yeah, sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulties. Apologize, Matt. Continue. Sorry.
So anyway, the Warriors had a business-like approach all season long, because they knew they couldn't win the NBA Finals in November. So they've been pointing to this for the entire season. But the thing about the Cavaliers, and they're to me, they're like, in a way, they're the smartest dumb team in the league. And it really works to their advantage, because they think they're better than the Warriors.
Right.
They believe they're a better team than the Warriors. They're the only team in the league that really believes that. Even the San Antonio Spurs would say, well, you know, if we play well and we execute and we can beat them, that's great. The Cavs think they're better. And that is
no doubt.
Huge factor in this series, because they've got evidence and they've got a track record to show the Warriors they're better. Right. And that's the unknown in this series, that I don't think anybody can really project
right
what's going to happen in terms of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, shoot, they've won 4 of the last 5 matchups. I totally agree. What do you see, Matt? What are you seeing with Klay Thompson right now? He's kind of the X factor for me in this series, in the sense of, I honestly think if Klay plays well, I think this thing could get ugly, to be honest with you. But, you know, he averaged 11 a game in the San Antonio series. Seems a little off to me. Maybe I'm being too hard on him. What do you see with Klay Thompson?
Well, the thing about Klay Thompson is he tends to play the same way no matter what the situation in the game is, no matter what part of the season it is, whether it's whether you got a 20-point lead or you got a 3-point lead. He plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays the same way. The thing about Klay that makes him different is, usually when he's not making shots, or I should say even when he's not making shots, if you look at the other team's box score, the good chance the player he's guarding is not hurting the Warriors, or at least he's turning him into a volume type player. And that's where he's so good at. If you look at the numbers when Harden came in here, or when Westbrook came in here, or an Isaiah Thomas, those types of players, they have high volume nights when they play Klay Thompson. So he's always going to help you in that way. He's also the Warrior that can get the most hot in a hurry, almost more
yes.
than Curry.
Yeah, oh, no question.
Regard.
Yeah.
And so he's not making shots, but you're gonna go to the finals, think he's not going to make shots?
Right, I'm not.
You got to do that at your own risk.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to say, let's make Klay.
Yeah. And he's still got to be guarded.
No doubt.
If it's going to come down to him or Draymond Green, you got to bite the bullet and let Draymond Green shoot threes, even though he can make them too.
You know, it's kind of a Captain Obvious statement, but I think it's worth touching on. Matt, it's crucial how this series is officiated. I mean, it's last year I felt like as the series wore on, the refs let the game get really physical. A lot of clutching and grabbing and holding away from the ball on Steph and Klay coming off those pin downs. I mean, obviously, that's got to be something to tie on your list of things to watch for, right?
if you look back on NBA history, no matter what the series, anytime you're dealing with a great offensive player, whether it's Curry, Durant, Jordan, Bird, Magic, LeBron, Kareem, every single player, every single team, at the end of the day, your last option is always, we've got to get physical.
Yeah.
We've got to get more physical. It happens to every team, every player who's ever been great. And last year, I didn't think the Warriors handled that physicality well. I also think they may have been a little banged up, but I don't like that excuse. But they were definitely fatigued. And when you're fatigued and the other team's kind of stronger and bigger than you and kind of making it tough for you, then all of a sudden you're at a big-time disadvantage. Then when you get your 24-footer, it doesn't feel as good, even though you might have a second to shoot it. So I think that's a huge factor, and I fully expect the Cavaliers to go to that line of physicality and then continue to try to push it and see what the refs allow and what the refs don't allow. It's only common sense. It would be the best strategy to employ against the Warriors. So I would assume they're going to do it.
Yeah, I would think they're absolutely going to do it right away and put the onus on the officials, right from the jump in game one here. A couple kind of rotation, I guess, questions for you and kind of match up. First of all, do you think who's going to draw the lion's share of the defensive assignment on LeBron? And then how much do you think Golden State is going to play guys like JaVale McGee and Zaza? Like, do you think they're going to try and size down and force kind of Cleveland to do the same?
I think Iguodala will probably guard LeBron maybe half the time.
Okay.
That would probably be the goal for the Warriors. Then you put Draymond Green on him for 12 minutes, and then Durant maybe for 12, Clay maybe for, I'm sorry, split up the remaining, 5 to 10
sure.
between Clay and Durant, although Clay, as good as he is defensively, he really struggles, obviously, with LeBron James. He's better guarding players 6'6" and under rather than 6'6" and better. So I think that's the way it'll break down with defending LeBron. As far as the Warriors' role players, McGee's an interesting one. I don't know if he'll be able to play in this series or not, but, I've said that a lot about McGee, and he's just had a really positive year for the Warriors. They've really used him perfectly, playing him 6 minutes at a time, giving him specific tasks and responsibilities,
yep.
and asking him to do those extremely well. He's done those. Then they get him out of the game before he may or may not be exposed. They just put him in great spots. I expect they're going to give him the chance every game like they always do, kind of late first quarter. And if he's active and changing tempo and all the things the Warriors want, he'll get more time. If not, he'll get taken out of the game quickly. Pachulia, same thing. He's going to get the first 5 or 6 minutes, see how he's going. I'm a little worried about Pachulia going up against Tristan Thompson because I think Tristan Thompson can just outquick him and is more athletic, getting offensive rebounds. That's one thing that'll really kill the Warriors if Cleveland gets a lot of second shots. So Pachulia is another interesting one where I could see him being limited. And the Warriors playing really small, maybe, with David West at center.
All right, Matt, get you out of here on this one. Appreciate your time. Prediction time. I mean, what are you seeing here with Cleveland and Golden State Part 3?
I mean, I really don't know. It's a tough call because I think the Warriors have more talent. And I think the Warriors play together in an incredible way, but I do think the Cavs might be more of a well-oiled machine, even though their defense isn't as good as the Warriors. And I'm hemming and hawing here because I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the Warriors in 7.
Okay, Matt.
I don't know, and that's the beauty of this series.
Yeah.
There's an element of the unknown that you can't quite put your finger on.
Right. And both teams, like you said, I think that You know, one of the things I think the whole league has battled in taking on Golden State and Cleveland, it sounds stupid, but they don't know if they really believe they can win. Like you talked about, I don't think San Antonio really thought they could beat Golden State. You know, clearly Boston and Indiana and Toronto didn't feel like they could beat Cleveland. I think both these teams are supremely confident. They're talented. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. I'm fired up, though. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And you know, the series also means so much for LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, Durant clearly is the one player facing the most scrutiny and I think the most pressure, because if for whatever reason the Warriors don't win it,
right,
Cleveland wins this series and everybody stays healthy, now all of a sudden the Warriors got to think about things that they wouldn't have thought about before. So it's going to be fascinating.
Yep. There's no question about it. Matt Steinmetz, CSN Bay Area. Made sure I told Corey I wanted to catch up with him before the finals got cracking. Matt, maybe we can catch up again here over the next couple of weeks. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
You got it. Matt Steinmetz, CSN Bay Area. Some good stuff with him. Let's take a break. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's interesting, I mean, imagine if Cleveland wins, the narrative on Durant, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Some interesting little tidbits to take away from that conversation. Kevin Kugler, Brian Munson. Game time.